This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The latest jobs report had good news and bad news. Private job growth was up, but the economy still lost another 54,000 jobs overall last month. This past Friday, President Obama put a positive spin on the news.
The economy is moving in a positive direction. Jobs are being created. They're just not being created as fast as they need to, given the big hole that we experienced. And we're going to have to continue to work with Republicans and Democrats to come up with ideas that can further accelerate that job growth. I'm confident that we can do that.
Here to discuss the jobs report and what it means for the White House are NPR's Scott Horsley. Nice to see you, Scott.
Good to be with you, Leanne.
And Yuki Noguchi. Nice to see you, too.
Nice to see you.
I want to start with you, Scott. The president actually sounded pretty upbeat about the economy. Does he have reason to be?
Well, it all sort of depends on where you set the bar. The expectations for Friday's jobs report had been so low that the numbers, when they came in, actually managed to be better than expected, and certainly much better than the negative territory that we were in when President Obama came into office. But at this point in the recovery, to be adding 67,000 private sector jobs in a month is not very strong, and certainly not nearly as much as we need to do to put the millions of people back to work who are out of work.
Yuki, the economy is a year into the recovery. Why aren't businesses starting to hire in greater numbers?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, one possibility is that businesses are still concerned about this possible double-dip recession, and they're just feeling a little too shaky about adding to their permanent workforce. You know, another possibility is that businesses got leaner and more efficient in the down years, and so even though sales might have gone up, they're just able to do more without having to hire. You know, either way, the hope is that at some point businesses will see demand hit a point where, in order to grow, they're just going to have to start hiring.
What about long-term unemployment? I mean, a lot of workers seem to just have given up looking for jobs.
Yeah, I mean, the universe of people who need more work or would look for work if they felt they had more prospects is much bigger. So you have more than 6 million people who've been looking for work for over 6 months. And in addition, you have another almost 9 million people who are in part-time jobs but want more work. And then on top of that, you have another 2.4 million people who are just discouraged. And those are people who have stopped looking for work altogether. And the discouraged worker figure is interesting. They're not counted in the labor force because they're not looking for work. But once they start to get the sense that there might be jobs, they might start looking again. And having more people looking for work may make the unemployment rate spike. So ironically, that might be a good thing in coming months because it signals there's optimism that's drawing people back into the working world.
Scott Horsley, the White House is also talking about extending tax cuts for the middle class and a package of business tax breaks to help stimulate job growth. How do you think this is going to play out politically?
I think it's likely that the tax cuts for the middle class and maybe for the very wealthy as well will be extended just because there's going to be a lot of political momentum to do that. Now, that may not do a whole lot to stimulate the economy. You have to remember when the Bush tax cuts were proposed, they weren't designed to pump up a failing economy. They were designed to return a surplus to the taxpayers. So that will probably go through, but may not do that much good. The president's also still pushing, as he has for months, for this small business tax measure. Harry Reid's office say they think they now have the votes to get that done at long last. And the president says he's going to introduce some new ideas as well, perhaps another payroll tax holiday, maybe some additional government spending. And I think those are going to be a much tougher sell.
Is all of this maybe too late for the White House, for them to help the Democrats in the November elections?
Almost certainly. I mean, anything, even if you could get these things through Congress now, it's doubtful that they would have a meaningful impact on the midterm elections. And we're only going to get one more jobs report between now and those November elections.
The president's taking his economic message on the road Labor Day. Scott, what are his plans?
The president's going to be attending a Labor Day picnic in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's really counting on organized labor to be on the Democrat side leading up to the midterm elections. Then on Wednesday, he travels to another swing state. He's going to give a speech in Cleveland, Ohio, about the economy. That may be where we hear more details about some of these ideas he has to accelerate hiring. And then on Friday, he's going to have a rare White House news conference where presumably the economy will again dominate. So we're going to be hearing a lot from the president as he tries to show that he's concerned about the unemployment rate, even if there's not a whole lot that his words can do to fix it.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
Good to be with you.
And thanks, too, to NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Happy Labor Day weekend.